News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Well, the American and Israeli attacks on Iran have had a major impact on commodities prices in terms of oil and gas. We've seen equity markets down across the week, responding positively today to the news that Donald Trump believes the military action is coming towards a conclusion. Fergal O'Brien is with us from IBEC because they've been calling for additional supports for businesses to deal with the kind of costs that are now hitting them. First of all, Fergal, are you optimistic that the end, the potential end to the military action will quickly wash through into reduction of prices?
Good morning, Anton. I think at this stage, no one can call, firstly, when the conflict is going to end, and secondly, when the economic implications of the conflict will wash out. The challenge we have in Ireland is, well before this latest conflict, we had and have had for a number of years the highest or the second highest electricity costs and generally energy costs in Europe, right? So we're coming from a really vulnerable position. We also have had a major competitiveness challenge in the economy. Earlier this year, our members were telling us that their number one concern for the year ahead before any attack on Iran was competitiveness and cost of doing business. So we're coming into it from a really vulnerable position, and now we have this great uncertainty. So even before now, we were worried about energy affordability. Government had established an energy task force that's still, you know, in train. So we had problems before this, and now those problems have been greatly exacerbated. We need a new toolbox to help us navigate this energy cost challenge.
Okay, well, you mentioned the National Energy Affordability Task Force. The toolbox that you want them to recommend, what is it you want in it?
I think it's going to have to be very broad-ranging because there isn't a sector in the economy that won't be impacted by this. So it is very, very much cross-cutting. We shouldn't lose sight of our environmental objectives. I think that's really important. I think we need to stick to our trajectory on the carbon tax. The crucial piece is, what are we doing with that carbon tax? And it has long been proven that the most efficient thing for the economy to do is actually to reduce your labour costs right across the economy. So carbon tax is a challenge for competitiveness if no one else does it. But Europe is moving.
But give us the specifics on costs then. If you're talking labour costs, does that mean that you're nudging at the minimum wage?
No, absolutely not. The employees shouldn't be affected, right? What we want is we want to preserve jobs because we already know that hiring intentions right now are falling quite rapidly. The labour market is weakening. What government can do, and it's already committed to doing this in the programme for government, Anton, is to reduce the employer tax on labour. And this is actually the economic.
So what's that?
Employer's pay or size should be reduced. We can keep more people in jobs. And in that way, because every business is going to be affected by this, whether it's the
now what's the current rate of employer's pay or size?
So we're about 11%, right? And we have increased it in recent years for various charges and contributions to different funds, such as National Training Fund. That all makes sense, but we need to be recycling that money into the economy. The tax on labour, particularly at a time of severe competitiveness challenge, is too high. We can reduce that. We also need to look at how we're funding the policy measures and the infrastructure build in the electricity
grid. Now, will people listen to that and say, well, hang on a minute, that is not going to do much to offset soaring commodities and energy prices? We see cement going up, we see oil going up, containers are going up, there's higher costs in everything. Is this effectively a way for IBEC to get at something that has always been an annoyance to it, using what's happening in the Middle East as a stalking horse?
So I think we need a full suite of things, right? That's just one of the things we need to do, Anton. But it's a very effective way to support your competitiveness at a time of challenge, right? Secondly, we need to look at our electricity costs. They're persistently the highest in the European Union. And a big part of that, almost half of the bill for a lot of businesses, is actually non-energy related. It's fixed costs, it's transmission costs, it's infrastructure, it's policy related costs. And a discussion has been building for some time is it right that the user, who already has very high costs and energy charges, should be carrying those costs?
Now, can
costs.
I ask, when you come to something like that, do you create a line of separation between the small and medium enterprises and the large enterprises? Because I suspect a lot of people will look at the Pfizers of this world or the Lilies of this world or the Apples and say, yous are making enough, you can pay your ESB bills.
I think you can design it in that way, but you have to support some of the most energy intensive businesses because they're the ones that are going to be most vulnerable. They're the ones that simply won't survive at the type of energy cost that we could potentially have as the uncertainty of all of this plays through. And for consumers, we can also look at excise, right? Because this is something that we have done over the last number of years in terms of reducing the excise on fuel. This is going to be revenue positive for government in terms of the higher fuel costs. Obviously, we know they're getting increased VAT. that revenue should be recycled back to protect households as well, because this is going to be a big blow to every consumer-facing business and obviously the householders that are struggling to cope with cost of living right now.
Briefly, Fergal, you're Executive Director of Lobbying and Influence with IBEC. When you look at the totality of government response to you as an employer's representative organisation, how open do you think they are and how committed do you think they are to making it easier to do business in Ireland? Because every time we talk about the doing of business in Ireland, we hear about costs, we hear about tax, and we hear about bureaucratic complexity.
We can always be better. But Anthony, we also have to recognise, I suppose, the success that we've had in this economy over the last 10 years. We've moved from 2 million people to nearly 3 million people at work. So this is a highly successful economy and business ecosystem. But we got to strive for better. And right now we have big global challenges on top of an underlying competitiveness crisis in the economy. And that does require action and response.
Fergal, thank you very much. That is Fergal O'Brien, who is Executive Director of Lobbying and Influence with IBEC.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.